the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
I know you. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to another thrilling installment of Crap from the Past. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. And Minneapolis is where I'm sitting right now. Or, if you're not sitting in Minneapolis, you're listening to Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM, Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Or we're heard on the Shanda Radio Network. Saturdays on AM 1620, KFHX, Fountain Hills, Phoenix, Arizona. We're also heard on haltonfm.com in Northwest England. That's so cool. I found out that when they get their license and their transmitter up and running and everything, like they do every year, they'll be halfway between Manchester and Liverpool, if I understand things correctly, which puts me squarely between the Happy Mondays and the Beatles, which makes me very happy. Or we're also heard on Radio Free Phoenix, which you can hear at radiofreephoenix.com. All right, having said all that, Frank Stallone. Yes, that's Sylvester Stallone's brother, and that's the only song you know by Frank Stallone. There was a complete album that followed shortly after Far From Over, but it was not a hit. That was 1983, and that too was the song used for Men's Synchronized Swimming, which you will remember from the brilliant Saturday Night Live parody. That's about all I'm going to do for the Olympics. You can get all your Olympics fixed somewhere else. We're not a sports station. We play the pop music. The pop music. Coming up later in the show, God-Awful Medley of the Week, which should be good. It's. I'm playing it blind. I don't know what it sounds like. I just know that it's a medley. It's probably not so good. I didn't bring in a random 45, but I do have a random kids record. We'll see how that goes. Something you want to hear between now and an hour and a half from now, 612-341-0980. Happy to play the requests and stuff. And oh, I'm so happy. I got a new favorite song. It may not last long, but for now, it's my new favorite song, and it's from 1984. Honest to God. It was a hit in Europe, not in England, and it's a song you've never heard before, and I'll be probably playing that in about 15 minutes because I can barely control myself. Yes, my new favorite song. How cool is that? All right, so you started off with the Frank Stallone from 83. We'll give things a little bit more class from 1983. Al Jarreau recorded a bunch of classy, jazzy pop material and had some good-sized hits with it in the early 80s. This is a song... Actually, this was the follow-up to Mornin'. Mornin' was a good record. I think it's Mornin'. Yeah. Anyway, this is Boogie Down from Al Jarreau. And you can only hear it here. I'm Crap from the Past. My boogie down.
Mr. Gerber.
At a fast glance, disco may seem like not much more than a big beat to dance to.
On Crap from the Past.
Dr. Hook from 1979, When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. There's no punchline there. I haven't heard the song in a long time because I don't subscribe to that. You know, that light rock FM really rocks. Those guys totally. But I digress. I just wanted to hear Dr. Hook because I haven't heard Dr. Hook in a while. That there, one of the few songs that's successfully fused kind of country and disco. There weren't many. Kiss You All Over by Exile is another one that comes to mind, but there really aren't very many songs that sound like that. There were big hits anyway. And there you go. Coming up in, well, let's say 8 minutes, I'm going to do two more songs, and then my favorite new song, which makes me so happy. Tom, you've never heard this, but Super Listener Tom is here, and he's going to love it. It's Italian, I think. That's pretty cool and good stuff. You know, when people say the name Taylor Dane, why is the temptation to throw up your arms and run screaming out of the room? I don't know. Taylor Dane just has this bad reputation now of just being cheesy synthy pop dance music, which she largely is. You know, before she took on the name Taylor Dane, she recorded a single or two under the name Leslie. L-E-S-L-E-E is how it was spelled. I'm still looking for the Leslie singles. She was just some pop singer from Long Island, decided to spruce up her image a little bit and change her name to Taylor Dane. Tell It to My Heart was the big hit, but not a whole lot of people remember the follow-up that sounded exactly like it, which I'm going to play right here. From 1988, this is Taylor Dane, which I'm playing with a straight face, and Prove Your Love on Crap from the Past.
You told me
Boogie Monster Gerber.
The answer to all the questions in the universe is the number 42.
On Crap from the Past.
That's a great pop record. There's no punchline to that either. Here's the punchline, actually. So I'm sitting and watching Kill Bill 2. I had just rented Kill Bill 1 earlier in the day and was on a Tarantino fit because I hadn't seen the first one and I was all set to see the second one. Rented it, went and saw the second one on the big screen, enjoyed the films immensely because Tarantino tells a nice story. But the guy's a music geek because turning up in the movie in its entirety, the song Good Night Moon by Shivery. And I thought I was the only one in the whole world who knew that song. And there it is up on the movie screen, making a lot of money, hopefully, for the group Shivery and whoever else was affiliated with the song. I don't know much about the group. I know that they didn't achieve widespread success, which kind of goes without saying because
song you don't recognize. A great pop record. One that has stuck in my head since I saw the movie recently. So there it is. It was released as a single in April 2000. That would make it a couple of years old. Good Night Moon by Shivaree. Shivaree. In case you want to hunt them down. Because I like it so. Oh, look. We're getting close to that time. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul, KFAI.org, crapfromthepast.com, or Goldrush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM, Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Or you're listening to the Shanda Radio Network Saturdays on AM 1620 KFHX, Fountain Hills, Phoenix. Dang, I took a breath. I didn't think I'd make that there. Or you're listening to Halton FM in Northwest England, because actually you can hear them at haltonfm.com, if I'm not mistaken. And we're at Radio Free Phoenix, which you can hear at radiofreephoenix.com. Nice. Now that we're all legal and stuff, I'm going to play you my favorite new song. You see, what I did recently, I picked up two foreign compilation LPs. I was just rummaging through a store, as I have been known to do from time to time, although I don't do it as often as I used to. But there I was, and like, ooh, this one's from Italy. Ooh, this one's from Germany. And it's circa 1983-84. This would have been prime pop stuff. It's right in the pocket for me, except it was stuff that wasn't a hit in America, wasn't a hit in England. It was German and Italian stuff. And I thought, this is perfect. And sure enough, it was perfect. There are some gems on this album. That Al Jarreau track I unearthed was right from there, so it must have been a hit somewhere. Italy, maybe? Nah, I'm not really sure. But I have my new favorite song here, to the point where I kind of typed it in on one of those web search engine things just to see what would happen. And sure enough, CFNY Toronto played this song when it came out. Like I've said before, probably... Well, all right, let's just go all way out on a limb. What might possibly have been the best commercial radio station of the 80s was CFNY in Toronto. They're not there anymore. Well, the call letters are there, but it's not the same. There are CFNY tribute websites out there. I believe there's more than one. And sure enough, one guy was looking for the song, and it's the exact same song that I had just found. So I posted a little message there saying, ha, got your song. See, I can't believe CFNY played this, but those guys are geniuses, I tell you. And if anybody knows any more about CFNY or has any cassettes of old CFNY air checks, I want them. And I'd be happy to rebroadcast them here on Crap from the Past, because those guys kicked major butt. You want to know what the song is. The song is by the group The World, not World Party, not World's Supreme, the world's famous Supreme team. Nope, just The World. And it's a song called Shoo Shoo Wah. I listened to the lyrics a couple times. I have no idea what they're talking about, but this, you're going to have to trust me, this would have sounded great on the air here in the U.S. and in Canada for that matter. I don't know why this wasn't a hit. From 1984, this is The World and Shoo Shoo Wah. It's my favorite new song on Crap from the Past.
They would jump into the shoo-shoo wall.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Stop him! He's whacked out of his gourd!
On Crap from the Past.
I'm a scat man! I'm a scat man!
Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters, but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons would try to cheat decisions if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the scat man. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. I hear you all ask about the meaning of scat. Well, I'm the professor, and all I can tell you is while you're still sleeping, the saints are still weeping, because things you call dead haven't yet had the chance to be born. I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man?
I know. That's one of the most obnoxious records I own. And we have to thank Super Lister Tom for asking about that Scatman song. Oh, yeah, I have it. Oh, yeah, I'll bring that in and play that on the air. Oh, my God. That was Scatman John. Now, that's a short recording career. And the song is called simply Scatman. It's not so good. Oh, man. If I have any listeners left... Boy, you guys are hardcore. If there's something you'd like to hear tonight that doesn't have any scat singing in it, you know, Al Jarreau did it properly. George Benson, yeah, pretty much. Scatman John, no! No es bueno! If there's something without any scat singing in it. 612-341-0980. You can talk to super listener Tom, who's happily manning the phones tonight because he heard his Scatman John. Oh my God. And now, you know, we need to cleanse the palate. And to cleanse the palate, we're going all the way back to the source. Marshall Crenshaw does anybody good anytime. From one of my favorite albums of all time, that first Marshall Crenshaw record. This is track 7. I don't know if I've ever played this one. I'm not sure if this was released as a single. I don't think it was. But this is Marshall Crenshaw from 1983. She Can't Dance on Crap from the Past.
Number 2. Who is number 1?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Show your
It's Joe Jackson. The song winds down. It's different for girls. Taken from the quickly released I'm the Man album, which came out a scant 6 months after Look Sharp. The A&M Records needed a follow-up, and they slapped that thing together with a handful of good songs like I'm the Man, which is a great record, which I play all the time here, and It's Different for Girls. Neither one of those a big pop hit. Just a catchy record. I had the Joe Jackson greatest hits here for some reason that I can't... Oh, no, I must have brought it in for Beat Crazy when I did March Madness last week, and I never got to it. So we did It's Different for Girls. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. And we'll talk politics here for a second. Now, some fact. I don't know if you knew this or not. Here in the U.S., call letters. We identify radio stations by call letters, which was a big mystery to some listeners I had overseas. We hear KFAI in Minneapolis. And there's a division line. The Mississippi River divides the country in half. West of the Mississippi, call letters start with a K. KFAI, for example. Or KXCI in Tucson. Or KAMP in Tucson, lots of other, KRQ in Tucson, lots of other stations I've worked at west of the Mississippi. East of the Mississippi, they start with a W, like WRUR, for example, where I used to work back in college. Or WPLJ in New York, where I never worked. A lot of big New York City radio stations I never worked. But this year, as we enter the political season, I've noticed that you don't just have Ks and Ws anymore. It's K versus W, and it's just plain ugly. And to that, I respond with this, a spoken word piece that has far more wit, in my eyes, than anything you're going to hear on Tahuti, which is the spoken word program that airs Sunday nights at 11 here on KFAI. From 1976, this is a little piece of brilliance by Scott Beach that I discovered I had recently. This is Religion and Politics, and you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past.
Religion and politics often make some people lose all perspective and give way to ranting and raving and carrying on like emotional children. They either refuse to discuss it with reason or else they prefer argumentum ad hominem, which is a hell of a way to conduct a discussion. Well, anyhow, not long ago, I was talking about the elections and how the campaigns were ignoring the issues and sticking instead to invective and personal crap that had nothing to do with the substantive problems of running a government, which is all true, as you know, if you followed the speeches and so-called debates of the candidates. Anyhow, one of the guys I was talking with said not a word in the whole conversation except at the end when he suddenly chuckled and said we were all full of shit and why didn't we go live in Russia or China if that was the way we all hated the United States of America. Next thing you know, the whole blooming discussion was more like a brawl and the epithets flew thick and fast and the noise was incredible. Someone said shit of an us and I think he said that. I couldn't be sure. It was also confusing. Well, anyhow, I was attempting to get it all back on a rational level. I tried, for example, to talk to the one who had started it all and I asked him just what did he mean we were all full of shit. Was he making a statement of fact as he knew it and where was his documentation to back up his claim? I think Socrates would have been proud of the way I refuted his argument. That is, I tried to refute it, but all he could offer by way of rebuttal was more of the same about how we were all full of shit, but he wouldn't say why. He just kept on repeating it. That and the part about Russia and China and communist dupes, and I'll have to confess that I got a bit angry and told him to stuff his ideas up his, which you don't have to tell me is hardly a way to convince anyone in an argument. Then he got salty and threatened to give me a punch in the mouth if I didn't shut up, and I really got hot, and the others did too, and we all beat the shit out of Mr. Conservative, and after all, he had only himself to be blamed. This is still a free country, and anyone telling a fellow like me, brother, you're full of shit, better be good and ready to answer politely when asked if he'd care to say why.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
He's kicking it old school.
On Crap from the Past.
That there, a song I heard on CFNY in Toronto way back when I used to drive from Rochester, New York, where I was going to school, over the border to go buy Canadian CDs. And I would pick up CFNY in Toronto at the time. Oh, good stuff. I heard that during their All Request Nooner, which is what they used to call it. Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag by the British group Pig Bag. Sounds like a deranged marching band. It's kind of cool, actually. And the version I played there for you playing at home was a strange version that only appeared as the B-side of a Canadian 12-inch. It was kind of mixed up and sped up a little bit. Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag took over the British charts in 1982. That was really it for Pig Bag. One hit. Hey, what are you going to do? And a beauty of that. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. If you're tuning in for the first time, holy cow, we're all over the map tonight. But this is Crap from the Past. It's freewheeling pop stuff like you've never heard it before, with virtually no political content. I just was looking for an excuse to play religion and politics. I don't... looks like Super Listener Tom is here manning the phones and doing a darn fine job of it. The phones have lit up. Apparently, my new favorite song, Shoo Shoo Wah, is a big hit because it's getting lots of phones. Even 6 songs after I played it already. That's great. And now, the god-awful medley of the week. Every week, at least when I can muster up the strength to do it, we play a different god-awful medley. For example, The Stars on 45. Ooh, that hurts so bad. Or Hooked on Classics. Oh, the pain. There have been so many. There have been hundreds of these stupid medleys over the years, and what I try and do is unearth one every week. This week, I don't know what this one's going to sound like. It's from 1987, and it's the B-side of a Salt and Pepper 12-inch called Pass the Salt and Pepper, parentheses, medley. So that I know that it is, in fact, a medley. That first Salt and Pepper album's not so good. Push It, the rest of the album, not so good. And I have a sinking feeling this is all taken from that first Salt and Pepper record. So this may hurt real bad. I don't know. It's random. I've never heard it. But I do have the 12-inch. I plunked it on the KFAI turntable, and we're going to hear it together. So not only is it the random piece of vinyl for the week, it's the god-awful medley of the week. Ooh, two pains in one. Salt and Pepper on Crap from the Past.
They gon' take my man away!
Like Yogi the Bear.
Pep up on the soul, soul do not rip.
Cause if you do, I'll shift from first to fifth. Lights out.
It's curtains.
I thought you were dead. You sure fading when I went upside your head. So get back
to the beat, call the beat is back.
The beat grow
and the bass gives much impact.
The beat drops
and just because
the beat kicks back,
we're gonna bounce
this beat
all over the place. Cause I desire.
Dog in heat. You can call me a crook, a robber, a thief, but I'll be your butcher if you got beef. You know what's up, I ain't no cool putt. Cold pepper kick butts or dumb young pups like you and the rest of your crew. If mine's on static, I'll diss her too. So scram, you know who I am. Damn chicks, don't play me close, cause I'll take your man.
you're gonna get washed. Since I G-Pum rap is what I see, man, and I'm Jamaican, baby, darling, you know I'm not faking. Sexy as a goddess, mean as a lion. I keep making records if you keep on buying. Molesting your ears with my voice, so choice your 67 Chevy, I'm a new Rolls Royce. Yes, the pepper, I mean, who else could it be? What's the sexual seduction? Pepper MC. Or else I'ma have to show and prove you are what you are.
I am what I am.
It just so happens that most men are.
Clam. What you call me?
Clam.
What you call me?
Clam.
Nothing cleanses the palate like a little Percy Faith from 1973 from the Claire album. That's Percy Faith's take on Dueling Banjos, which was a hit in 73 for Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel, who did the guitar and the banjo arrangements. Good stuff from the movie Deliverance. Shockingly good movie, which has held up very well. I highly recommend it, but not before a camping trip. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, originating from our little tiny worldwide studio here in Minneapolis, beamed out worldwide, and it's time for, you know, the legalities, which I'm not even going to bother doing in one breath. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. Or you're listening to Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Or you're listening to the Shander Radio Network on AM 1620, KFHX Fountain Hills, Phoenix, Arizona. Or you're listening to haltonfm.com in England. God, that is so cool that I'm over there in England, halfway between Manchester in Liverpool. That just kills me. Real music, your life. And you can hear them at haltonfm.com if you don't, in fact, live in Northwest England. And we're also heard on Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world. And you can hear them at radiofreephoenix.com. Okay, and now, what did I... Oh, no. Oh, you're going to be so angry. You guys are going to hate me. There's going to be anger. Oh, so much anger. I believe it was Blender Magazine that put out their list of the 50 worst pop records of all time. Less maybe 3-4 months ago, that kind of time frame. Yeah, about 4 months ago. Superlister Tom was kind enough to get me a copy of that. And yeah, there are some bad songs on there. Songs that we routinely play here on Crap from the Past without batting an eye. Number one, I don't know if you heard this. Number one, worst song of all time, as voted by Blender Magazine, We Built This City by Starship. Now, it would be all well and good to say, well, I'm going to play it right now. No, I'm going to make it worse for you, because I have the 12-inch, and it's given as the special dance remix. Now, wait a minute. Hang on a second. I have the 12-inch to We Built This City, and it says Extended Club Remix. Extended Club Remix. I defy you to find any club that would have played We Built This City. But I'm going to play it in its entirety. And then after that, we're going to do a little more stuff related to the song. It's going to be pretty cool. Listen to this. This is Starship on Crap from the Past.
We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city on rock and roll.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Carla, here's your long-distance dedication.
On Crap from the Past.
Say so you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in the fight.
Version of no, that would just be mean. So mean. Yeah, there was enough pain in the 12-inch. What you heard there? A curiosity and one that was not supposed to be released to the general public. That's the original version as done by the guy who wrote it, Martin Page. He wrote it, he produced it, he recorded it in his living room as a demo version. The song, you need something when you're shopping around songs to other people, and that's what you do. You record a rough demo version of the song, it gets shopped around, and then Starship records it, and it's a big hit. I didn't say it was good, I just said it's a curiosity there. So that was recorded in 1984. It was a big hit for Starship in 1985. But Martin Page was an established, pretty much established songwriter at the time. He hadn't had a whole lot of big hits. I think he was in the group, I'm drawing a blank, Q Feel? Something like, I'm drawing a blank. Super listener Tom doesn't know either, but I think he was in some kind of British electropop type of band in the early 80s. Then wrote We Built the City, wrote a couple of other songs sprinkled throughout the 90s. And in the, I guess we can call it the early 90s, he recorded a solo album of his own that was surprisingly good, considering you'd expect another We Built This City out of him. Nope. This is a brilliant little pop song, and it took a while for this baby to catch on. Eventually did, though, and the station I was working at, KRQ in Tucson, used to play this quite a bit. From 1994... This is Martin Page, the very same guy who you just heard warbling away on We Built This City, and a terrific record. This is In the House of Stone and Light from Martin Page. You'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
And it was not a hit. It bombed.
On Crap from the Past.
I want to show
Susanna Hoffs, the voice of the Bangles, decided to strike out on her own after the Bangles broke up in the late 80s. Her first solo album didn't do so well. That was a small hit. My Side of the Bed was the first single in early 1991, and it was not a big hit. Pleasant little Bangles-sounding song. And then the Bangles sort of lingered for a while. I believe they got back together last year, though, and actually had a single, probably a whole album out in 2003. Single? Unimpressive. What are you going to do? Well, it's nice to hear them harmonizing again. You know, the last time they harmonized together was on that Tom Petty song, Waiting for Tonight, which I've played many times. And I'd play here, but I've played it often enough. We'll do one more and then a real short one after that, because things are wrapping up. And in fact, I'm just going to do my legal IDs 6 minutes early, because that's how I am. Well, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and CrapFromThePast.com. You know, if you missed a show, you can hear it at CrapFromThePast.com, because I have every single show I've ever done in the last 12 years is on there in its entirety, available for your listening pleasure, free, on demand, always. It's pretty remarkable. And crapfromthepast.com. Or you're listening to Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM, Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Or you're listening to the Shanda Radio Network, AM 1620, KFHX, Fountain Hills, Phoenix, Arizona. Or you're listening to Halton FM, currently on the air at haltonfm.com. Real music, your life. And when they get their little license thingy up and running, they'll have an FM frequency halfway between Manchester and Liverpool. God, that is so cool. Or, because you probably don't listen to all these at the same time. You're listening to Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world. And you can hear them at RadioFreePhoenix.com. That's a lot of verbiage. Maybe I only have one song left. Yeah, we'll make this my last song, and that'll do it. Coming up later in the summer, may as well plug some stuff. We're going to be doing the tribute to Boardwalk Records. Neil Bogart got kicked out of Casablanca Records because he spent the company into the ground. Then he formed Boardwalk Records, and before they could really get off the ground, he died. That's just what happened. So they only had 19 songs that hit the Billboard Hot 100. I have all of them. And soon, over the next couple weeks, we'll be taking a look at all their music. They only had two real big hits, and you probably know both of those, but not many others. Boardwalk Records coming up soon.
Did I have anything else planned, Tom? I can't remember. It's been freewheeling. That March Madness show set me back quite a bit last week. And I must say, that was a keeper. If you missed last week's show, craftfromthepast.com will take you right out. And I got to thank Frank the cabbie who called in tonight. Cab driver driving around here in Minneapolis and St. Paul, a very loyal listener. And for Frank the cabbie, I got this little ditty. This is Tavares from 1985 and their version of Free Ride. Yeah, I get it. Tavares, and that'll do it for me. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.